Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The left fielder, Ron Fairley. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave McDonald. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Morton. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Carl Morton. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Williams. Pitching for the New York Mets, Charlie Williams. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Martinez. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Martinez steals second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Martinez moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Day reaches second base with a double. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Grote for a passed ball. Day moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley juggles the ball. That's an error on Foley. Day scores. Bailey moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine strikes out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey scores. Bateman moves to second. It's 2-0, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Bateman moves to third. Morton moves to second. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Williams covering, for the out. Bateman scores. Morton moves to third. Hunt moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Staub is walked intentionally. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDonald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foley for the out. Grote moves to second. One out. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Day is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey strikes out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Agee reaches second base with a double. Harrelson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Expos. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones strikes out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McDonald fields it and throws to second for the out. AG moves to third. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. AG scores. Singleton moves to third. It's 3-2, Expos. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Singleton scores. Grote moves to second. It's Expos, 3, Mets, 3. Charlie Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fairley moves to third. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDonald hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fairley tags and scores. Staub tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Expos. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Day hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's 6-3, Expos. Jim McAndrew now pitching. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Day. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Day steals second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards short. Wine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. AG hits a fly ball into left field. Fairley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Morton hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 6, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martinez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McDonald takes first base on ball 4. Staub moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Staub moves to third. McDonald moves to second. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Day is walked intentionally. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McAndrew picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McAndrew. Staub scores. McDonald scores. Day moves to third. Bailey moves to second. It's 8-3, Expos. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bateman is thrown out after the base hit. Day scores. Bailey scores. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 3 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Jim McAndrew. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McDonald fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Morton covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. McDonald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Taylor now pitching. Carl Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Morton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Taylor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 10-5, Expos. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Cranepool strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Marshall now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Bateman and he is safe. Jones steals second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-3 in the game. Singleton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Mets 5. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. McDonald hits a pop-up towards third. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Day hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Ron Fairley now playing first base. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Foley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Foley reaches second base with a double. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Ron Taylor. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. 1 out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foley moves to third. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Agee hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bateman fields it and tags Foley for the out. Martinez moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. 2 outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cranepool hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Day. Cranepool reaches second base with a double. Martinez scores. Harrelson scores. There goes Agee trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's 10-7, Expos. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 10, and the Mets 7. The Expos will come to bat. Danny Frazella now pitching. Don Clendenin now playing first base. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Bateman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-4 in the game. Wine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to second. Mike Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bateman trying to get to home. Agee throws the ball into Grote, who tags Bateman, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Wine moves to third. Marshall moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wine scores. Marshall scores. It's 12-7, Expos. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Fairley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Frazella covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 12, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-4 in the game. Singleton is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jerry Grote. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Foley hits a pop-up towards the mound. Marshall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 12, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.